Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So when you first start going out with somebody, curious here, like at what point do you get comfortable enough with them where you're like, okay, they're safe, we can go on a road trip together. All right, there's a real slippery slope here.
It's a friend of mine and she's been seeing a guy for 2 months, casually dating, like they don't have labels. They're not even like dating. They go out on dates. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm one to talk because I move super fast with my now husband, like bam, 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 and moving in. So I get it. There are some people you meet and there's a connection and that's just how life unfolds for you and that works. But my friend who has been going on dates with this guy for 2 months is planning a road trip down the Pacific Coast Highway. He's planning it and has invited her to go on this road trip. And my thing is like, it's cool to be a serial dater, but he might be a serial killer. And so I don't want her to take this trip because I think it's really dangerous. But she's smitten and she's like, I really like this guy. So I'm like Googling him, bringing up stuff. I'm like, do you know he has a kid? Did he tell you that? That's fine. But did you know? Like, how much do you know about this man you're about to literally fly across the country, coast to coast, and be alone with in a car for several days, driving down remote parts of a highway with cliffs and ocean? Like, come on. You can't get any better for disposing of a body. And so I'm just like, you know, she's an adult. She's a fully grown person. I mean, she's in her 30s. So it's not like she's, you know, young and naive, but I just don't know how to be supportive of my friend when she's doing something that I think is probably kind of a dangerous idea. Like if it was a weekend getaway somewhere populated, I might be like, all right, that's cute. But this just seems intense for not actually dating.
So all you can do is like tell her what she already knows, like, okay, this is a little bit of a risk, and then stand back. I mean, she's going to live her life the way she's going to live her life, and you live it very, very different. You're not capable of doing this. This is just not
dumb
in your wheelhouse. But for her, it's probably spontaneous, romantic, and she feels comfortable enough with this dude to do it. What can you do?
Well, how do I? Okay, so if that's the case, then, because obviously I can't stop her. Like, it's her life. How can I talk to her about being smart, like maybe having a tracker tag or letting somebody know her location? This is weird. Well, it's not weird. I take that back. Yeah. It's not weird. It's just, it feels very, knowing her especially, it feels very impulsive. Let me say it that way.
All right. So ask her, put this on you, okay? Don't put this on her because she wants to go and have a good time. So I would encourage you not to be like a Debbie Downer. She's made her decision. She's going to do it. And you have to accept your friend and accept her decision. So the tactic I would use is like, listen, ever since I became a mom, I have like high anxiety and I think the worst. And it's how my mind works right now. I love you dearly and I'm worried. Can you please share your location with me so I can just, you know, for my peace of mind while you're gone?
Maybe I'll do that. And I don't even care if it's not with me. It could be with her own family. Like, just, he has serial killer eyes. Okay? You know, you look at some people and there's limited information about them online, flag number one. And then he has the serial killer eyes, flag number two.
So let me ask you a question, because you said something a couple of weeks ago that we just kind of let breeze by. And I really want to circle back to it, because I don't know you as the person that you were describing on the air a couple of weeks ago. You said you used to be very carefree. You didn't think about these things. You didn't do too much planning. You were very spontaneous, right? Would that person that you were talking about make this trip?
That person should have died several times.
Fair enough.
Let me put it that way. That's why I think I have swung so far in the opposite direction, because I look back at some of these moments and I'm like, oh my God, if you don't believe there's a God, there is, because he saved my life several times.
Oh yeah, I should probably be dead. I'm not kidding, a dozen times. But I don't regret any of it.
I'm with you on that one.
I would probably go, but in retrospect, I would have been like, that was dumb. Like, you shouldn't have done that. So I'd probably go, but I think I would make sure somehow I was, and back then I wouldn't have had this tracking technology. So I would have been armed in some way, pepper spray, I don't know, something, some kind of like self-defense thing. And I would have put fail safes up, like, hey, I'll call you every day. I'll text you just to check in.
Well, if it comforts you any, my sister, I'm in a similar situation with my sister, because she met a guy and then they went to Morocco after like 3 or 4 weeks of knowing each other.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was not happy about it. But she gave me her location, which is, that's where we settled on, which I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do if something happens in Morocco, but okay. But yeah,
you don't have a guy in Morocco you can call to save your sis?
Not that far. Maybe in Queens, not in Morocco. But I mean, they went and they've actually gone on like a couple trips now, and I've just kind of not tried to let it, like, put all this fear in my mind, and she's fine and they're fine, and hopefully that kind of helps you in some way.
It does, because Morocco would be where I would be like body checking her. She would not get on a plane.
The Burt Show.